And this hour, we're going to talk mortgages and home finance with our mortgage expert from People's Credit Union, Diane Crosby, who joins us here at the Blue Plate Diner. Always good to see you.
It's great to see you in person this month, Bruce.
Yes, yes. It has been a few minutes since we actually saw each other in person.
Yes. But we're still together every month, regardless.
Doesn't matter where we are as long as we're here. That's it. And today we happen to be here at the Blue Plate Diner. Right down the street from People's Credit Union headquarters, so it's great to have you drop by at our scheduled time and talk mortgages and finance, and we're going to talk a lot about it. The market continues to be hot?
Well, it continues to be the same old in the market. Inventory is low, rates are what they are, and yet we just keep on keeping on.
It's amazing. It really is amazing, given all of the current conditions, how things still continue to be volatile.
Yes, they are.
They really are. Well, we're going to get into the that side of things. Not that we don't ordinarily when we talk like this, but you have an expert. The expert has an expert today.
Yes, I thought it would be really good for our audience to find out what's happening in the local realtor real estate market. So today we have Beverly Cloutier, who is a local realtor, has been in the business for many years, and I invited her to share some of her perspective and what she is seeing in her side of the industry. Welcome, Beverly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Bev, good to see you. Tell us who you're with.
I'm with HomeSmart Professionals Real Estate. We have offices all over Rhode Island, and now we actually have offices in Massachusetts as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Is there a difference in the market between Rhode Island and Massachusetts, or is it just kind of the same kind of volatile market?
It's very similar, and I choose not to use the word volatile, just because I feel it's
What word negative. Do you choose? I'm always up for a better word.
It is. It is what it is. Yeah. You know, the market is what it is. There are always people buying. There are always people selling. There are buyers that need to sell or want to sell, and there are sellers that need to sell, or vice versa, you know, buyers that need to buy, moving, relocating, and the sellers, same thing. So I try not to get into the negative aspects of the situation.
No negativity allowed here at the Blue Plate Diner.
That's right.
Ever.
Are you seeing any bidding wars still going on?
Yes.
We're still seeing parts of the state, right?
Yes.
Depending on where.
Yes.
And what do you see on the horizon for the spring market?
Well, I'll pull on my crystal ball.
Please do.
And what I'm seeing is, or expecting, is an uprise in availability of properties. I'm saying this because every spring, this is what happens.
Yes.
You know, it is what it is. Buyers are going to be ready to check out these properties that are coming on the market, and the sellers are going to be ready to do it. So
yeah, I'm seeing more increase of interest in pre-approvals. So that always bodes well for my end to getting them ready to go to your end as listing and buyer's agent. And I'm also hearing that there's more inventory. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes, it's slightly growing. Here and in Massachusetts as well.
I mean, little bits. And we jump up and down when we have like a 1.7 increase I was reading the other day. But I guess any increase in the inventory is good, right?
Right, right. And Beverly, you make a good point that there'll always be buyers, there'll always be sellers, and we just keep on keeping on and provide the best advice and service that we can.
Sure. I love how you said it's going to be a normal spring. You know, and we kind of lose sight of that because we think that, you know, everything has been reinvented and this is the first time we've ever gone through anything like this ever in the history of ever. And yeah, people buy houses in the spring, don't they? It was ever thus. You know, the weather's nice and you think, hey, this is the spring we're going to make our move and all of that. I love how you said, though, Bev, that, you know, and the two of you said that the pre-approval is becoming more important. We were talking about this a little earlier on the air today. And is it true, Bev, that you, once upon a time, you'd be sitting around on a Sunday And Diane and I have talked about this. If you're sitting around on a Sunday with a real estate section, you say, hey, honey, let's go and check out an open house. And, you know, see what we can find. You can't do that anymore. You've got to be prepared. Do you find that in your prospects?
Well, you can still do that. But with my clients, what I always recommend is that they be prepared. The days are may come back where you'll have days to think about a property that you've gone to see. But unfortunately, right now, it could be hours or maybe days, and it's under contract. So you need to be ready. You need to have spoken with a very qualified lender like Diane and be ready to move. Be ready to know exactly what your strategy is.
Yes, and so that's... I'm not sure that those days will come back where you could look at a house and say, I'm going to think about it, go look at a few more, and then come back to the first one. So we just have to adjust. You know, life is ever-changing, and we have to go with the flow. So one of the things that I always recommend to my buyers, borrowers who are looking is do your homework, get your foundation built, let me help you with your numbers, and then speak to a realtor. Don't go on to Zillow and open houses, fall in love with a house that you're not prepared to buy. So
exactly.
I'm glad that I have Bev on my team to help the buyers be able to strategize and plan.
Absolutely. Yes.
What do you think you're, for you specifically, because I'm all about the relationships and why I choose to partner with various realtors, attorneys, etc. What do you think sets you apart from others?
I feel that the education portion of what I offer. My background is in teaching, my degree in education, and it's just part of who I am. So I like to set my clients up for success.
That's great. I love that. That is certainly an important aspect of what I try to do too, is help you help yourself. That's what I say to the borrowers, because technology is so fast and furious, and it's so easy to get caught up in the tedious aspects that the federal government has imposed on all of us in being regulated and protecting the borrowers. So it's good to set the stage and be ready.
Right. Give them the tools and have them be prepared for what could come up, the
yes.
strategies. You know, most of the time, my buyers find the house before I do. My job really starts once they find the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you want a strong realtor to help you through that process, to strategize, to negotiate for you.
I think what's really helpful and important about us, we are local. We work and live in Rhode Island. Massachusetts. I can also lend in Massachusetts. And I think that's really important to provide the service to a borrower, a buyer, or seller, that we know the market. We know what is happening. And creating that relationship is so much more important than going online and finding a national lender. I've run across this just recently. They don't know what real estate in Rhode Island looks like. They don't understand a cesspool, a septic system, you know, the flood maps that are here, what's happening. So I think that's really an important aspect of why we're doing this, because there's dozens and thousands of us who do what we do. But mm-hmm. what sets us apart is the relationship and our knowledge base.
I agree.
Excellent. Beverly Cloutier, feel free to toss out your contact information if someone is interested in buying or selling. How can they reach out to you?
They could email me at beverlycloutierrealestate@gmail.com or give me a call, 401-265-3703.
Excellent.
I love the phone numbers. It's, you know, old-fashioned. Pick up the
That's
phone
it.
And call
yes.
me.
That's it. Face-to-face. At least person-to-person communication. You are so right. And more coming as we talk mortgages and real estate with Diane Crosby from People's Credit Union and Beverly Cloutier. From Beverly Cloutier Real Estate, from HomeSmart, absolutely, our friends at HomeSmart. And we are at the Blue Plate Diner talking mortgages and real estate with Diane Crosby from People's Credit Union, Beverly Cloutier from HomeSmart Real Estate. And what we have in common is the rates. Everybody wants to know the rates.
Yes. It's the first question people ask when they call me, which is great because as a local credit union, we have the best, or at least the lowest, competitive, plus fees. Fees are really important. I always encourage people to look at the big picture. As the Feds promised, they raised the rates last week. They said they would do that to try to keep ahead of inflation. I'm not an economist, but so we won't go down that path, but that's where we're at. So the 30-year fixed rate as of yesterday, haven't seen today's rates, 6.625, which all things being equal, it's still a great rate. So why not? One of the things I'd like to ask Bev about is first-time home buyers. And before I ask your take on that, I just want to share my, and I'm still on a regular basis, weekly, every day, having requests from first-time home buyers. So although I hear from certain pundits that it's not a first-time home buyer market, I find that they will never go away.
Well, that's great, and it's very encouraging.
It is. I think it's great, and I think they're pretty savvy. Now, last time, for anyone who might remember, Bruce and I talked about the numbers. You know, it's all a numbers game. And as the home prices increase, income for, and again, just to highlight first-time home buyers, their income hasn't gone up to the same degree as the house price. So how do they afford it? What I see is some of them are, again, pretty savvy, have saved money. And they also have some family money that comes their way. The demographics of people who are nearing retirement or maybe in retirement and have saved some money are giving gift money to their children. Are you seeing that on your end, Bev?
Yes. I'm seeing that first-time home buyers are still here. And as you said, they're here to stay. You know, It's a need. They need to have a place to live.
Yes.
And they're realizing that with the rent prices right now, a lot of times it's the better way to go.
Right.
You know, and that's why, again, I swing back to sending them to do their homework with a lender, maybe a few lenders. You know, finding that personality that fits them, finding that product. There are so many different products out there.
Yes.
Many lenders may have the same products, but call them different things. There's federal help. Definitely don't shy away from testing out the waters.
Yes, exactly. And know your numbers, because the median house price in Rhode Island is about $430,000. And that's a lot of money, $430,000. Yet, if you position yourself correctly and you've done some homework and foundation building, then you can figure out how to make that work. Because you're right, we have a housing crisis across the country. But that doesn't mean it's impossible, but it might not happen overnight. So positioning yourself, knowing your numbers before you start house hunting is always something that I advise.
And also, meeting with a lender early.
Yes.
A good lender will give you some homework to do.
Right.
Will say, okay, you need to clear this up or what have you. And also, a good lender is going to let you know what your monthly cost will be for that home.
Right. So, speaking of what you said, clearing up some things... referring to credit, which I've talked about a lot on this show, and credit is number one. When you start to look for a house, take a look. Credit Karma, annual free credit report once a year, so you know what you're facing. So I always ask someone when I speak to them, one of the first questions, how much money have you saved, what's your job, and what's your credit score? Most people at least have an idea of what your credit score is. When they say to me, oh, it's good, I want to know the number. Because my idea of good, the industry idea of good, could be very different. So benchmark for everyone listening, 700, 740 is what I love to see. What you see on Credit Karma is probably 10 or 20 points higher than what I'm going to see. It's the algorithm. I can't speak to all of that because I'm not an IT person, but it's usually lower. And I don't want you to be disappointed.
Can that make a difference, though? I mean, can that
huge.
Put you over the edge?
Absolutely.
Or on the threshold, right. Or whatever the expression
yes.
is?
Yes, because rates, even though I just said the rate for a 30-year fixed is 6.625, you have to qualify for that. And part of that equation is the credit score.
Sure. Well, the ability to pay it back.
Right.
You know, and as you say, it's once upon a time, the banker or the lender or somebody had the ability to tweak things into, well, if we say this way, we can do this. It's all machine now.
That's exactly right. It has to fit in the algorithm, and when you press send, what comes out.
Yeah.
And so, you could qualify at one point, and then maybe you go out and make some purchases.
Sure.
And that can affect
yes.
what Diane can do for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we've talked about this many, many times, how people come in and sit in front of Diane and say, just what she just said, oh, my credit's great. Oh, I'm, you know, fantastic. And then the numbers show up and it's like, well, your credit card debt is a little up here and your car payment is a little out of whack here. And it comes as a shock and a surprise to people. And, you know, we talk about first-time homebuyers. We're talking about people who are not necessarily first-time homebuyers.
Absolutely. And credit will haunt you. I was working with someone a few weeks ago who had utility debt and disputed, et cetera. It doesn't go away. I can't make it go away. But you, as a consumer, need to really pay attention to what affects your credit more than anything. Medical bills and utilities are pretty rough on your credit score.
Those are near the top of what will flag you, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
More so maybe than credit card.
Right. Now, credit cards are a whole nother story because we use credit cards, we as a society, like cash. And, you know, you're kicking that can down the road to pay that debt. You want to, I'll just give a quick tip about credit card debt. You want to pay off your credit cards in full every month. Use them. It helps you build good credit. But if you're keeping a balance there and you're paying minimum payments, that's going to hurt you.
It makes you look, it makes your picture look a certain way, reflecting your ability to pay. It just looks like you can't pay your bills.
Right. That's right. And that you don't take your debt seriously. I had one.
That's a better way to say it.
Yes. I had a person say to me about the credit card debt. Said, well, there's, you know, it didn't qualify, all of that. And I said, well, there's a lot of credit card debt. Yes, I know my credit balances, credit cards are high, but I pay them every month. And I'm happy to help people understand what that looks like because it really does hurt.
Is that changed, though, the amount that is paid back? Because it seems to me that the right way to do things, you know, well, what's the right way? And people who were credit counselors and people like that would say to you, well, lenders are going to look at your ability to pay and how you're making payments every month. I don't recall the credit counselor types who I've interviewed extensively over the years, and probably some personal experience too, but I don't remember them saying pay it off.
Ah. And you're probably right, because I tend to be more borrower supportive
sure.
by saying, don't go to, well, this will get you by. Go to what is going to make you look like a credit-worthy borrower.
And that makes a big difference today.
It does.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, as we all know, credit card debt is very expensive. You know, you're talking about 18% interest. That cuts into your monthly income and what you're able to save. And rule of thumb, you should not be utilizing more than 30% of your overall credit limit at any given time. Once you start to utilize 80%, 100% of your credit limit, that brings your credit score lower and lower. Because big picture, say you have $10,000 in credit card balances, you're paying the minimum, but the algorithm is going to look at, okay, $10,000 of debt for this borrower, the world went to heck in a handbasket overnight, are they going to be able to pay that debt off?
Right.
Maybe not.
Right.
That's what hurts people. And that's what, I'm not a credit counselor, but I play one on TV.
There you go.
And I try to help people understand the big picture of what that looks like. Not, oh, just pay your minimum balance and you're all set.
Well, sure.
I mean, minimum payment, excuse me.
Well, we have gotten into, and I don't know how much you see this with prospects and buyers and things, Beverly, but we get into the second opinion thing, but we're looking for a second opinion that, you know, is going to make us feel better, and it's kind of agree with us. Now, do you see that? Do you see, do people realtor shop the way that they might credit shop?
I feel people should realtor shop.
Ah.
Not every realtor is the same. Not every realtor will educate you.
Well, you're the best. I mean, well, that's
of
a
course.
Gift.
Of course. I mean, we're going to say that.
That's why we only have experts on the show.
That's it.
But going back to what Diane was saying, you know, it's great for them to have that education and to realize, even though I'm paying my bills, if I have a lot of debt, then it's going to weigh against me.
Sure.
So going to a lender, seeing a lender, choosing a lender early in the process, even a year before you're thinking about buying a home. I've been working with some clients for 2.5 years. They're still looking for a home.
Just in the process.
They're in the process.
Now, is that because of the market, because the homes are, you know, a little bit scarce, the inventory is tight, or is that more of a reflection on these particular buyers and you're trying to bring them along and get them to a point where you know they're going to qualify?
It's a little bit of both. They're qualified. It's just that they probably should have pulled the trigger a year ago.
And bought or got out?
Could have bought. Ah. Should have bought. Should have. And that's another great piece of advice. Why you don't wait. If you wait, then you'll regret what you lost out
sure.
on. So in real estate or in the lending world, you know, we say that you date the rate, right? Marry the house.
Yes.
So
I like that, Bev. That's
yes.
great. I'm gonna use that. I'm
yes,
stealing it from
definitely.
You.
Definitely. Definitely.
Here we are. It's the romance of real estate here with Diane Crosby, our mortgage expert, Beverly Cloutier, our real estate expert from HomeSmart, and we'll continue in a minute here. Diane Crosby, of course, our People's Credit Union mortgage expert with us each month, and we talk about the mortgage market and the ups and downs and the romance and all the rest of this here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. And we're broadcasting today from the Blue Plate Diner in Middletown, right down the street from the headquarters of People's Credit Union. And Diane Crosby, our mortgage expert, is here with us along with real estate expert, realtor Beverly Cloutier. And we are talking the entire market here, mortgages, real estate, the entire universe.
Yes. So I'd like to follow up on what we were just chatting about, Bev and Bruce. You made me think about something that I've adjusted the way I counsel borrowers. And it doesn't matter if you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned homeowner and looking for a house in this high-priced inventory world, we still have to live within the parameters that are set for us by the federal government, and that's debt-to-income ratio. So one of the things that I've been readjusting how I chat with people and set them up for success is by looking at their overall picture of debts. And certainly now, a housing aspect of the debt-to-income ratio, so that housing is the mortgage payment, taxes, insurance, maybe mortgage insurance, that's a bigger number than it was 5 years ago. So that means there's less money for other debts. Other debts that we include in that ratio would be an auto loan, credit card debt, student loans, et cetera. So when I'm trying to help people understand what they need to do, because sometimes they come to me and they're not ready to buy. So I like to never say no. I like to say, okay, not now. And here's what I suggest that you do to position yourself for success. 3 months, 6 months, it might be a year or two, as Bev was saying. It's sometimes I've worked with buyers for several years before it clicks. And one of the things that is an easy fix for some, not so much in others, is to get that other debt down as quickly as possible. So an auto loan, you know, maybe refinance it, maybe sell it for a less expensive car.
What?
Maybe, and work on your credit card debt. As we just talked about, credit card debt is the most expensive debt that you'll ever have. And if you can keep that, get rid of those high balances, get rid of the high interest rates, and really look at making that as small as possible. That's going to enable you to be able to buy more house. And I think it works. And I encourage anyone to call me and chat through that process and let me look at your numbers.
There you go. And you have to have a certain seriousness about that.
Yes.
That, I don't know if you've been following this, but there's a well-known financial advisor who kind of preaches, quite frankly. And apparently he's getting some pushback from some of the people. Now, he's not a licensed or whatever. He's just kind of somebody that yaps on the radio, quite frankly. And I guess he's getting pushback from younger people because he tells them what you just said. And they're pushing back. Oh, no, live within my means? What does that mean? Diminish my expectations? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's very interesting. And it's just the way that society, peer pressure, that we've, evolved. Good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't matter. It's the way of the world of quick, easy money with a plastic card. You know, that we've been setting the role, if you will, of where we're at. You know, we're on the train tracks and it's going faster and faster,
right,
of how much we want to spend. And if you ask most people, only probably less than 5% would know what their expenses are on a monthly basis. How many people actually balance their checking account every month? How many people, aside from that?
That's a great question.
Is just even look at where your money is being spent every month. And it's amazing how much you can save. So one of the things that, as in my life, has evolved, and there are certain times of, not a lot of money coming in, and raising two kids on my own, and how do I make ends meet, and how do I make it all work? And sometimes it really is looking at the nitty-gritty, the nickels and dimes, and where is it going? And it helps to open your eyes to say, that $5 cup of coffee every day, what could I spend that with? So one of the things that I try to say to people, and it really works, is it's just like the old adage, cobs beget cobs. Have you ever heard of that one? Well, savings beget savings. Once you start that train moving along of saving money, even it just doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. But that you save that, all of a sudden, you want to save more money and you want to spend less. And I encourage anyone to call me and chat about it because I love it. I love the numbers. I love to see how, with very little effort, you can maybe afford a house of $150,000. All of a sudden, that can become more. And working with the right people, i.e. Beverly Cloutier, can help you find maybe your price point is around $350. If you just tweak a few little bit of money, that can go up to maybe $375.
Sure. It really is amazing. And if you would like to reach out to Beverly Cloutier, Bev, we want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. How do we do that?
Yeah, so they can shoot me an email, beverlycloutierrealestate@gmail.com, or give me a call at 401-265-3703.
And you are, just for the old-fashioned who like to know where people are, you are right here on Aquidneck Island.
I am. I have an office right on Aquidneck Avenue, but I also have offices in other parts of the state.
Excellent. And your office is called?
HomeSmart Professionals Home. Real Estate.
Excellent. All right. We know that name. So that's how you can reach out to Bev Cloutier, to reach out to Diane Crosby.
You can call me, 401-835-8202. Email is dcrosby@peoplescu.com. And I always encourage everyone to check out our website, peoplescu.com. There's a plethora of great information.
And we have about 5 minutes remaining, so we want to continue the discussion here. You know, we've been talking about consumer debt and other types of debt and getting a handle on that, seeing where you're at, getting your credit score and so forth. Big story in the news today about a couple of consumer credit giants who are merging, Discover and Capital One. And I was wondering out loud a little while ago on the air how this might affect the mortgage market long term. I mean, these are a couple of giant consumer credit companies. I don't know what the percentage is, but I've heard it's quite substantial. Does that market affect the mortgage market on a higher level in some way? Might it impact the rate at some point?
That's an interesting question. I certainly am not the expert to speak to that directly, but my experience over all these many years in the industry always makes me pause when two large giants get together and merge.
Yes.
I'm not always sure. As you know, I work for a local lender. I've been in Rhode Island all of my life and worked for all different companies, and I always gravitate back towards a local, smaller company for 100%. Whatever reason. So I just wonder the ripple effect of how that does affect the consumer. So I'll be very curious to see how they change their pricing structure, what happens to that interest rate. Now, certainly there are federal limits that they can do. And
well, the speculation already is that it's going to be a little difficult to get this through the regulatory process, as a lot of these big mergers are running up against for whatever reason. But you know, it's interesting, as you were talking, I was thinking about some things. One area that this might be interesting is that People's Credit Union may get some more inquiries about different instruments and ways to have credit. Now, Bev, you've seen this type of consolidation in the real estate market over the years, where there have been national companies that have come in and have taken over local realtors and things like that. Do people seek you out as a local realtor saying, hey, the big guys scare me and I want to do business with my neighbor?
Do people reach out to me? You mean like clients?
Clients or prospects?
I actually receive a lot of offers from other real estate companies.
Uh-huh.
I'm very happy.
You're in demand.
Yes. Yes. The word is out. I'm in demand. And I choose to stay with HomeSmart. My broker is very big on education, and I feel like it's a perfect fit for me.
That's a great perspective, and I hadn't even thought about that, but that is an interesting point, you know. And again, in the finance world, we're seeing a lot of these national players setting up in places like Rhode Island in finance and banking and real estate and retail. So it is very, very interesting indeed. So we have about a minute remaining. What shall we send everyone off on this winter's day?
Well,
the
I
thought
think
in mind.
Spring market tip of the month would be to start looking outside, literally. Spring will come, it always does.
Yes.
And if you're in the market for a house, start to set the stage. You know, we're still in February. It's a great time before you can hit the ground running and start house shopping. And of course, equities are always available, and just maybe a refinance, which certainly doesn't happen a lot, but there's still a lot of people doing that. So give a shout out and start checking out your numbers. It's kind of spring cleaning.
There we go. Bev, who would you like to hear from?
I would like to hear from anyone that's looking to sell or buy, or if you have a family member, a friend, refer them to me. I'm more than happy to take a phone call, to answer a question, to help them navigate through this real estate market.
Excellent. And we can find you at?
Find me at Home Smart Professionals Real Estate. My number is 401-265-3703 or email Beverly Cloutier, realestate@gmail.com.
And Diane?
Phone number 401-835-8202. dcrosby@peoplescu.com is my email.
Excellent. And for People's Credit Union, always get a great insight about mortgages, real estate, whenever we sit down with Diane, and we do that often. And we thank you both very, very much for being with us.